That is Toronto's Dominic Triano, guitarist extraordinaire. Whole side one, two of his album Tricky that came out in 1973. I hope you enjoyed that. Kind of a blues rock thing. Yeah. Yeah, still going. Look at that. Good Canadian content there for you. Going back way, way, way back. How was that? It's like 40 years, 50 years old. How old was I? Yeah, so 50 years old. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Over 50 years old. Never thought I'd be playing music that was 50 years old in my life, but yeah, apparently I am. So, I mean, can you imagine when I was, say, in the mid 70s? I'd be playing music from 1945. 45, 55, 65. So, yeah. Well, amazing, really. I mean, that just tells you how much music has not changed over the years. Of course, I mean, that's a lot to do with the advent of vinyl and CDs and all that kind of stuff. Tricky, Dominic Triano. I just remember coming to Canada and just seeing that name about, but mainly focused in Toronto. And yeah, so there you go. A little bit of Canadian classic history there for you. Also in there, you heard a little bit of David Sylvian again from his featured album today, Brilliant Trees, that came out in 1984. And a track called Nostalgia. All right, we're still going to play some old stuff. We've got lots of old stuff. We like to play old stuff and new stuff on this show. Sometimes we just play a whole bunch of new stuff if I get a whole bunch during the week. But let's go back to a band that I originally saw at Wigan Casino back in 1977. I've been on a bit of a nostalgia binge for this band recently. And it turns out they're actually, in one form or another, still playing under the name Sad Cafe. And I thought, well, that was interesting. Because the lead singer, Paul Young, sadly passed away a few years ago. And if you don't know who Paul Young, don't get him mixed up with the other guy. Paul Young sang with Mike and the Mechanics as well as Sad Cafe. And of course, anywhere in the Northwest would know that Sad Cafe had been around a long time. They came out of Strawberry Studios, the Mandala Band, which I have a couple of the Mandala Band albums, and they're quite part of that. Strawberry Studios, of course, are run by 10cc, or at least managed, or whatever they do. A lot of 10cc, early 10cc recorded there. As well as many, many others in Stockport, of all places. And there's a documentary on YouTube about Strawberry Studios, because it's just like a bit of a hole in the wall, but that's how studios were back in the day. They weren't these big, extravagant places. They were just kind of where they could afford to put the rent. All right, so let's take a track from Side Cafe, from their third album, Facades. This is track one. Take me to the future right here on the House of Prog.
She said, I don't know what's wrong with all you kids today, and that's a car. marching down the street. I said, their money shuffling to the hustling of their feet. I said, well, I just don't dig it why those people never meet. They got the movement, but they just don't got the beat.
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.